Your lymphatic system provides a variety of immune functions that ward off infections, viruses, injury, and even cancer. The lymphatic system has no pump of its own, though, and it must rely on the movement of the body's musculoskeletal system to circulate. In other words, as you move your body, you become the pump. There's four main ways to activate your lymphatic system. First of all, you must move. The main lymphatic vessels run up the legs, arms, and torso, so moving these areas will move the most lymph. Activities like dancing, gardening, climbing stairs, physical labor, household chores, and others that require movement and the contraction and relaxation of the muscles are great. And then there's sporting exercises that you can do, and even sports themselves, like walking. A brisk walk is great, while swinging your arms especially. You can run, bike, yoga, Pilates, tennis, golf, swimming, weightlifting, aerobics, jumping jacks, jumping rope, and many others. And then last but certainly not least, rebounding. Jumping up and down on a mini trampoline is the best way to stimulate the lymphatic system. One other way that you can move your lymphatic system is through deep diaphragmatic breathing. Deep diaphragmatic breathing facilitates the movement of lymph through the bloodstream, and it dramatically increases the elimination of toxins. It's simple to do. Just breathe deeply in through your nose and hold for 4 counts. Exhale through your mouth for 2 counts. As you get better at this, you can increase the time. For example, breathe in for a count of 5, try to hold for 20 counts, and exhale for a count of 10. Perform deep diaphragmatic breathing 2 or 3 times a session, 3 times a day. You can do this when you're laying down or sitting or watching TV, it doesn't matter. You can do deep diaphragmatic breathing relatively easily. Another way that you can stimulate your lymphatic system is through rebounding. Vertical movements are perceived to be particularly effective in pumping the lymphatic fluid because of the continuous contraction and the subsequent relaxation of the muscles, and the continuous compression and the release of the connective tissues and the tissue spaces. The benefits of rebounding include activating lymphatic vessels while massaging vital organs and tissues, strengthening bones, and invigorating bone marrow. There's very little stress on the bones and the joints, which is great if you're older or even if you're younger and you have some problems with your joints. Another benefit of rebounders is that it strengthens the tissue of the entire body, including the heart muscle. Rebounding also facilitates profound bodily detoxification. It encourages deep breathing. It actuates brain lymph and cerebral spinal fluid renewal. And rebounding converts mechanical motion into electrical energy in the body for the magnification of thought waves and boosting the endocrine system. Start with about 5 minutes a day and work up to 20 or 30 minutes. Try to make it a daily habit for at least 4 or 5 times a week, alternating with the other movement activities. The fourth and final way that we'll talk about today how to improve your lymphatic system is through dry skin brushing, also called effleurage. Dry skin brushing is best done first thing in the morning before showering because toxins are released and built up during sleep. Start with the soles of your feet and brush with upward strokes as you move towards the legs and then upward towards the heart. Do the same thing with your upper body, beginning with your hands and then go up the arms. The routine is easy and should take no more than 5 to 10 minutes. You can dry skin brush every day, but do it a minimum of 3 times a week and preferably 5 for best results.